What the hell, everything day. My name is Smitty. Thank you for joining me on the What the Hell Everything podcast. Oh boy, I hit the bull right before we started. Oh my God. Every day at noon, right outside this fucking window, a siren goes off. And I think it's what a great time to kick off the fucking show. Noon, Eastern Central on YouTube today. Hang on one second. You know, your ears get pressure kind of thing sometimes. This particular case, I hit the fucking bowl. And instead of coughing, I held it in and just held my nose like that so I wouldn't. And I'm like, ow, did I fucking give myself the bends? My ear hurts now and it's hard to hear things. That could just be the Bell's palsy. Who the fuck knows? Welcome to the show live on YouTube today, the last Friday of the month. I go live on YouTube, typically on Patreon. Here's how the live streams are going to work. Essentially mixing up the podcast stuff with the reactions that I do, recording the whole thing. The live streams will last about 24 hours before I delete those and upload the main podcast for Monday. But the live stream is just, if it's cool if you catch it. If you got reaction requests kind of thing, it's going to mix up all those things, man. So let's get settled in. Like, seriously, I think I removed all the bass from my voice. It sounds like all the bass is removed, but I'm also high. So who the fuck knows, man? Anyway, a lot of fun things on the show, a lot of fun things to talk shit about, a lot of great things to react to. I hope and I'm pretty sure the odds are good. A couple requests already from patrons. If you have a suggestion, a reaction request, throw it in the comment section on the live stream. I think Mac's on. Is that Mac? Hello. Check out Cure for Pain by Morphine. No, I just got that, actually. I just copied and pasted that. That wasn't Mac. It was Mark. Mark, yeah. Check out Cure for Pain by Morphine. I had heard of morphine before, and I think that if I have time at the end, a lot of the reaction requests you might not get on the live stream. They might get pushed to a future live stream, but they will get recorded and released at some point. Mark, I'm going to try to fit that in. Morphine. I'm trying to really recollect if I've heard fucking Morphine before. I've heard of that band. I know I've heard of it. So all sorts of things, man, on the show and every single show. Kick off with the word of the day, which will become the podcast title. What will the title of today's podcast be? The word of the day. Wow, I don't want to look at the pronunciation. It's right under the word. I'm going to try to figure it out for my damn self. D-E-S-U-E-T-U. D-E. Desuetude? Desuetude. Desitude. Desitude. That's what I'm going with. Now I'm looking at the pronunciation. Nope, wrong. Desuetude. Okay. Oh, I got to get it switched over. Let me get the input switched over. We're jamming in the background over here to some rock and roll. What are you listening to today? Dead Air with Teeth Grinder, which I do believe I've reacted to, and it might not even be out yet. But apparently I liked it well enough to put on my main playlist, so there you go.
Desuetude.
Desuetude is the word of the day, and thus the podcast title. I just hope, every once in a while, this fucking podcast shows up on somebody's algorithm for some reason. They're like, desuetude? What? Odds are they're not going to give it the time of day, but it is what it is, you know? There could be that one or two that's like, huh, I wonder what fucking that means, and they're going to find out if they click this. So bless your fucking heart if you just found that out along with me. What does this word mean? You clicky fuck. It's a noun. A noun. The state of being no longer used or practiced. Desuetude. The state of being no longer used or practiced. Learn more, please. First recorded in 1425 to 75, comes via late Middle English from the Latin word desuetudo, equivalent to the base of desuicer, to become disaccustomed to or unlearn. Over time, the once bustling marketplace fell into desuetude as modern shopping centers took over. Or the fucking mall. There you go. There's your word of the day.
Desuetude.
Now we have learned things. These ears are really fucking with me. I would have done actual damage holding my coffin, would I? That's possible. Let me give it a little kind of fucking. It'll come back. It'll be fine. It's like all my treble's up right now. But again, I'm high. That could have had a lot to do with it. Man, it is like fucking Woodstock in Detroit, fucking Michigan right now, man. It's actually kind of a sight. I kind of wish I was down there, you know. Detroit, obviously the biggest city in my home state of Michigan, and it's fucking. I love going down there. I love visiting and going down there and. For the games, for shows, just to go down and fuck around and find a cool restaurant, find a cool bar, find a cool brewery, you know? And I did not suspect that there was going to be nearly as many people down for that fucking thing as there is right now, or was last night for night one of the NFL draft. And I'd like seen a couple pictures posted, like right as it was getting the start. And I'm like, oh, that looks like there's a lot of people there, but you can't really tell. Plus, I'm going fucking blind. So if I don't have my glasses on, sometimes it's hard to. Usually, I can fucking zoom in enough on my phone to get some kind of goddamn detail, but sometimes it's hard to make out. Anyway, I was like, looks like a lot of people. And then I kept seeing more photos and more clips, and I'm like, God damn. I think 275,000 fucking people hanging in the D for the draft. And I know there's a lot of fans from other teams and other cities that make their way for the draft, but it seems to be mostly fucking people from Michigan and or Detroit Lions fans, whatever the fuck. It's pretty nuts, and it's probably only going to be more today. Pretty happy with that Lions draft so far. I don't know shit about college players. I don't follow college. I like to put it like this. I don't really follow it. Again, I don't give a shit about college football for the most part. I give a shit about the Detroit Lions. So when a player comes to the Lions, then I know who they are. And then I give a shit about what they're doing, you know? Other than that, I don't know any of the players. Levi and Josh and I, brothers, tech group thread. Texting about the draft, and Levi has all of his mock draft things and the ways it's going to go, he thinks, and all these different fucking scenarios written down. And he just took photos of all of his fucking draft notes for this thing. I'm like, God damn, that took a lot of fucking homework, I'm sure. Time I am not willing to put forth for that thing. I barely ever watch it. It's usually like, and I don't really give a fuck, even last night while I was watching it, I don't even know why I am. I hate watching this fucking thing. It's so boring. I love the Lions, but I don't give a shit about, like, the draft. Like, I'll find out and be just as excited about whatever player when I find out about it in 2 seconds on my fucking phone, you know? But then I switched it to Pat McAfee because he had his coverage. He had Bill Belichick on. And as much as I like that Pat McAfee show, I really do. I think it's a brilliant fucking show. It was just something about, I wanted to see, like, since I was watching the draft, I had the night off early from Wake. I was like, okay, I'll check the draft out. As much as I love, want to see Bill Belichick's insight onto the draft and things like that, I think that shit's fascinating. I love the, like, traditional, oh, here comes the fucking team with the pick, whatever. I kind of like that setup. But what the fuck? Lions. You're not, first of all, you're not used to the Lions picking last. Ever. You're not used to the Lions picking last. They usually have sucked historically, so they've got, you know, first ten picks of the first round usually. If they're lucky, a couple picks in that first round. Then they got, what the fuck? Tyrion Arnold. But again, I don't know players. So Levi's telling me all these guys. And when Tyrion Arnold, the cornerback from Alabama, got drafted, I was like, okay, well what does my brother say? Because he's pretty fucking studied on that. And then I've learned to trust Brad fucking Holmes. Seems to make the right decisions every single time. And he had to prove to people, apparently, every single time. But apparently he's really good. And apparently it was kind of a steal. I thought about actually calling Levi on the podcast and be like, hey, was that a steal? And he'd probably be like, don't ever fucking call me on the podcast again. it was the fucking best because when he was picked, I think it was a consensus opinion that it was a great pick. Pardon me. I think it was a consensus opinion. And I think the pick directly after that was the fucking hated Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers. And their pick was an offensive lineman, which probably is a good move. Protect that quarterback that I still refuse to believe is fucking elite. I refuse to believe that they will have three franchise quarterbacks in a row. Refuse to believe it. So, but it's probably a good move to protect him. You know, they fucking drafted an offensive lineman. Maybe not the sexiest pick, because the fan that they showed, which had to reflect a lot of opinions with Green Bay Packer fans, was that it was an unsexy fucking pick. Right after the high of the Detroit Lion pick, the crowd went fucking nuts. It was a crowd of 275,000 people. And from that opposite to like boos when that pick came in from Green Bay fans, that one Green Bay fan was sitting there fucking like this, and I typically hate fucking even seeing footage of dickhead sports fans that put all the shit on, go out looking like fucking dipshits. That's one reason why I can't watch fucking draft. It's like, what are you doing? You're a fucking grown ass man, you know, self-respect and fucking human, and you're acting like an asshole 100%. Which is why most people just like to go watch fucking sports. It's just a good excuse to be a dick. But in that scenario, I was okay with it because he was taunting the fuck out of that Green Bay fan. And I was just like, so it was a good night all around. Any night that I can have what I perceive as a win for the Detroit Lions and then turn into a fucking loss for the Green Bay Packers, it's just a fucking twofer. Ha ha ha. makes me happy. Hang on one moment. Okay, I feel better. I think my fucking hearing's starting to come back to normal. I hope so. Desuetude. I don't know, I just like saying it. What's next on this What the Hell Everything podcast? I was so fucking excited. I can't even believe it. I have to get some days off work for this one. I'm a giant Lord of the Rings fan. Saw the originals in the theaters, read the books. Currently reading or getting ready to read, not read, what am I saying? The audiobook narrated by Andy Serkis, which you should, if you're in a Lord of the Rings, you fucking want to. Trust me. It's so awesome to have him narrate those audiobooks because he does voices for all the characters. And very specific. He's so good, it's stupid. But I'm starting to do Return of the King. But I'm a big fucking Lord of the Rings fan. And what is it? June 8th, 9th, and 10th. I already have these fucking dates memorized. They're doing the remastered Lord of the Rings. And I knew that they were hoping that they were going to do some kind of like 25th anniversary. What the fuck is it? 25 years? 25th anniversary of the Lord of the Rings franchise and do like a release for remastered or the next 8K, 10K, whatever the fuck, who knows. This new future or futuristic release. But June 8th, 9th, and 10th, they're re-releasing to the theater, remastered with the extended editions, mind you, which are the only way you should watch Lord of the Rings is extended editions. It's if you watch like it on TV or happen to just have like the theatrical versions and you've never watched the extended editions, I feel like I can't even talk about the movie with you. They're such, watching them without them now, it's just like, oh my God, it misses so fucking much. Every time I watch them, it's the extended edition. And it's going to be in theater. And I'm going to have to get the fucking day off because I will literally spend fucking 12 to 13, however many fucking hours. I think Fellowship is like 340, maybe the extended versions off memory. It's like almost 4 hours, 350 for Two Towers. And then Return of the King is like 4 hours and 40 fucking minutes long. So I don't think it's all in there. I don't think they're doing them back to back to back in one sitting. I would do that too. You know, I would spend the money and just spend all goddamn day in the theater. You got all the food there, you know. They have bathrooms, you know. I would totally do that. But I don't think it's that option. I don't think the fucking theater even stays open for 12 hours anymore, does it? But I think just one on fucking the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. Got me excited. I'm more excited to watch Lord of the Rings remastered extended editions in the fucking theater than I am to like go see a show or something like that, you know? Or to do any other kind of socializing, really. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I am. I had a dream. What a way to start a bit. I had a dream that I can't even believe this was a dream. It was like a game show type setting, and I was given 5 minutes to list all of my jobs that I've ever had in my life. And I can't remember if I did it or not successfully, because I always think about how many jobs I've had. You know, I had radio as a career for 15 years, but that was late in life. I started at 30. I did a lot of fucking jobs before that. I think I'm pretty well versed in a lot of areas thanks to that. But I can't fucking believe I had a dream about give it 5 minutes to list all your jobs. And I don't know if I could do that. I would know I'm missing some. You know, I probably could pretty much get through them all in 5 minutes. If I don't goddamn lollygag and tell stories surrounding each one. So hopefully that's the case. But I'm going to try to do it. Give myself 5 minutes. Let's get a sip of coffee here. Just because I think it could be fun. Then we might have to do the 420 break right after that. Okay. 5 minutes. Let's list every single job. I just have to stress legal jobs. You know, I worked for my dad before I even had my first legal job and helped him lay block on a few occasions. I don't think that counts. Here we go. 5 minutes started. Okay. McDonald's at 14. Burger King was in there. I should probably write down fucking how many. Do clicks or something. McDonald's. I'm fumbling. McDonald's, Burger King. I was at a bakery. I worked at a grocery store. See, when you get a timer on you, it just fucks with you. Okay. Grocery store. I worked as a dishwasher at an Italian restaurant. I really have to go chronologically here. I can't skip around. Worked at Arbor Drugs. I worked at Don's, not Don's Drive-In in Traverse City, but it was called Don's Drive-In, or Don's Traverse City Drive-In, but it was in Novi, Michigan. It's confusing, I'm sure, especially if you don't know anything about what the fuck that is. Anyway, what the fuck else? Construction work with my dad and his company. Construction work with, I'm talking brick and stone, with another guy. It doesn't have to be every single job, right? Just every profession. I think that could be the better fucking thing. We'll just keep going because I've worked for several construction companies. I was a janitor, worked as a worked for a legit for a cleaning company that would go building to building. We're at 10. I worked for an old folks home in the kitchen, fucking ruined some Canadian bacon, cut my fucking finger off almost on a fucking, stop telling stories, Smith. What else? What else? We're getting into high school. Worked another construction job in my when I was about 20. That's great content. I want to see if I can do it, though. What else? Then I went in the Army. I'm probably missing some in there. Okay. So then I got out of the Army, went when I was 20, got back when I was 23, almost 24, then immediately got a job at the casino as a bartender. Then I got fired from that place, and I went to Mountain Jack's. We're at fucking 14. Bartending and serving. And then I drove a cab. And I was a dispatcher at the cab company. What else? Oh, another construction job. And then I left that. Then I went to True Green Kemlon with a stop in to sell rainbow vacuum cleaners for about 2 weeks. Then I bartended at the Dinner Train in Traverse City for like one shift and quit. And then they, I don't know, 2 days and then quit. And then almost started a fight with the owner because I didn't get paid. I'm surprised I almost got the cops called on me on that one. Anyway, what else was next? Another construction job. Then True Green Kemlon. Did I say that already? Yeah, whatever. We're at 21. Let's see. 21. I'm missing some in there. I still got time, right? Yeah. Whoa, my God. 1 minute, 10 seconds. What else? What did I leave off with? True Green Kemlon. Then I got into radio. Then I was there for 15 years. Then I quit, went to bartend at Right Brain. And then I went back to radio and then quit and went to Fresh Coast. Now I'm at Turtle Creek Casino's Bourbon 72 Steakhouse. Fine dining steakhouse. And I'm doing great there. Just a 2-year anniversary coming up, by the way, for that job. What do we got? 22. I'm missing some. I know I'm missing some. 26. It's not, you know, it's not a record. I'm sure more people... Sure, people have had way more jobs than that, but I did it. There we go. A lot less pressure than the one in the dream. It felt like I was totally under the gun, but I was like coming up with them and feeling like geniuses. Bam! And I would come out with one, and there was like another 5 points. I was like, ding, 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 ding. And yeah, this was a lot. This is way less interesting. Way less fucking interesting. All right, now let's play a game. Not a game. We're going to do the 420 break.
How about you?
Hey, 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 hey. Smoke weed every day.
All right. Back to life. Back to reality. All right, let's scroll some headlines here. Let's talk about some the cereal poopers. this is in Michigan. I don't know where this is. The Dearborn, Michigan, it looks like. This is from MLive. I'm just going to scroll through some headlines, a couple I have saved. Serial pooper targets headstones in Michigan cemetery. Oh, boy, let's just read right from the story. A serial pooper has been on the loose in southeast Michigan, targeting a local cemetery since February. Fox 2 Detroit reports. I actually do this in old-timey fucking voice. That would be fun. The first incident was reported on February 25th, Dearborn police told the TV station. An individual is pooping on various headstones at Northview Cemetery in the city. It has happened 7 times, and a different grave has been targeted each time. Police have not identified the suspect and have no leads. Leads. Man, fucking people. Did they analyze it? Is it the same person pooping? I mean, if it's like a homeless person. You got to find a place to poop. I mean, you know, of all the places, you can squat on a headstone, which is terrible to think about. I know. But like, you know, as far as ease goes, you know, it's probably a terrible place. But is it the same person? Are they analyzing the poo? I don't know. Next,
Scrolling headlines. Hey, another fucking local story. Speaking of the homeless, subpar sushi leads to sword fight at Traverse City homeless camp. Boy, am I glad I'm not on like that fucking overheard in Traverse City Facebook group. I fucking refuse, man. I refuse to go on there and just see the gossip and people talking shit. It's like, oh my God, murder me in the face. I'd rather have that than fucking go to that overheard in Traverse City fucking group to see people talk about this. And I think I actually did see kind of people talking shit about this in some way, shape, or form anyway. Another story from MLive. Subpar sushi leads to sword fight. Two men engaged in a sword fight after one of them brought subpar sushi to a homeless encampment. Does it say from where? Where is that shitty review coming from? Going to, actually. Then it's fucking cut off because MLive wants you to pay for this shit. Doesn't say what restaurant, but they could have got it like a dumpster dive or something like that, you know? Could have been the case. Your sushi fucking sucks. Schwing! they were called in the Pines. It was in the Pines at Grand Traverse Commons where people experienced home. Oh, that was one reason why I saved this fucking story for that bullshit-ass George Carlin soft language wording. People experiencing homelessness. Just what a fucking dipshit way to fucking word that, you know? There can't be a worse way to describe somebody's fucking worst part of their life as experience. Are you experiencing homelessness? That sounds like a fucking medical ad, you know? Are you experiencing homelessness? What fucking dipshit wrote this? Justine Lofton? Sorry, Justine, I didn't mean to call you a dipshit. It was just an unfortunate wording to me. Anyway, I can't read any more of that story to find out what fucking restaurant I shouldn't get sushi from in Traverse City. Because it's good. It's terrible enough and caused a goddamn sword fight. Drugs may have been involved, but I didn't get that far in the story. What's next? Cicadas are out. Cicadas are so noisy in a South Carolina county that residents are calling the police. I want to see what kind of calls they are first before I start really ripping into these fucking people. Not that I would really rip into them, you know. I just apologize to Justine for calling her a fucking dipshit. Emerging cicadas are so loud in one South Carolina county that residents are calling the sheriff's office asking why they can hear sirens or a loud roar. Okay, that makes more sense. If you're wondering what that fucking sound is, they're not saying, the cicadas are too loud, which you expect. You expect some fucking dipshits to totally call fucking 911 because somebody needs to turn the cicadas down. You expect to hear that. But they thought it was a siren or a loud roar. They didn't know that it was cicadas. That makes more sense. Enough of this fucking story here. Analysis of 34 hours of orgasm recordings finds people come quietly, which is a real tongue twister. You know, probably in more ways than one. How can I make that funny? I don't know, Smith. If you ever watched even a few minutes of porn, you know that being performatively noisy in bed, moaning, gasping, screaming, etc., is one of the most common features of performing, especially the heterosexual kind. A researcher in Sweden analyzed thousands of crowdsourced recordings. How do you get crowdsourced recordings? From an orgasm sound library. No shit. All right, people are quiet. All right, there's no need for fucking dramatics is the point of that story. And it was interesting. Let's scroll some more headlines here. Anybody on the live stream? I don't know, I got a few people on though. Good to see you. Thank you so much. Scroll some headlines. Milan. Is that Italy? I feel like that's Italy. Milan. Pretty sure. Accept cookies. Can I read the story through the cookie thing? Yes, I can. Milan poised to ban ice cream, pizza, and more after midnight after new proposed law. Okay.
What is the law, by the way? I don't really care about this story that much. I don't know why I had it saved. But who knows? I might go to Milan one of these days, and I might feel like walking around fucking midnight, and I'm an all type of day ice cream eating sort of person. So who the fuck knows, man? Let's find out more, maybe. Why don't you get fucking educated, Smith? Milan is proposing a new law to ban ice cream after midnight in an effort to protect the tranquility of residents. Oh, thank you so much for thinking about our tranquility. Oh, is it to keep the noise down? For many, a late-night gelato is a part of Italian culture, but this is in danger under a new law being introduced in the city. I've always thought that, too, you know? Why even bother to go to Italy if I can't get a gelato after midnight? I have to be honest and say I've never once thought about actually having a gelato in Italy before, but now I am. And it would be nice to do it after midnight, you know? I'm kind of a night owl anymore in my life. And I probably will be forever. Lawsuit alleges movie theaters are underfilling drinks. The movie theater I go to in Traverse City, it's fill your own drinks, you know? So clearly that's not what they're talking about. But man, how many people, I wonder the type of person that files this lawsuit. Cinemark is the company facing the lawsuit. Shane Waldrop looks like he is the one suing them. He said in a lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court that he purchased a 20-ounce and 24-ounce draft beer served to him in drink containers with ounce markings, but realized the cups could only hold a maximum of 22 ounces of liquid. So he got shafted. He got the shafted on how many ounces. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not really that interested in that story. It's an outrage, I tell you, though. It's a fucking outrage. What's next? Scrolling headlines. Out of Canada. Who likes loud cars? Ontario study suggests they skew young, male, and score high on psychopathy and sadism. I usually just say, you're an asshole, you know? Fucking loud-ass fucking exhaust, fucking diesel trucks, fucking motorcycles and Harleys. I'm like, oh, Jesus. You know? It's kind of fucking annoying. But hey, that's what you want to do, that's fine. I happen to think it's obnoxious as fuck. But this study says you might be an asshole even more than just an asshole. Very potentially. A psychopath. But I didn't say it. Fucking this study did. That's it. I think this is it. I am done out of here. Back tomorrow. Not tomorrow. What am I saying? Thinking I'm like doing a fucking radio show every goddamn day. No, I'll be back Wednesday exclusively on the tubes, or exclusively on Patreon, rather. Last Friday of every month, these live streams hit the tubes. So, what else? I got stuff coming, you guys. Trust me. I don't have it listed, you know? I always say I'm going to remember these things, and I never do. So one of these days, I'll remember to actually look at my list, if I ever remember to make a list. And that's it. I'm out of here. Have a good one.
So long, sucker.
Good night, everybody.
I am so sorry for everything that has happened.
Neat, bye-bye.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you guys there.
By the bar and get your face, dumb. Get me paid, bitch.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I love y'all very much. Peace out.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
What the hell, everything?